Do you know Princess Hannah?
I've never met her. We've talked, we've text messaged a few times and emailed a couple times. She's really nice.
She sounds really nice. I like her.
Yeah.
I like it when people leave me nice voicemails.
Thank you. Thank you for calling Princess Hannah. And then our last voicemail we got just a minute ago, and it's from the fat one. So here it goes.
Hello there, lovey. I just thought I would call since you're going to be coming to Lost Wages in September and say it'll be lovely. Just lovely to see you then. And when by the time September gets here, I will have forgotten your names, but we can just catch up then. Thank you for calling. How do you hang this up? Anyway, okay. Where are those underpants you stole?
Thank you for calling, Big Fatty.
Have you ever met Big Fatty?
No, but we will in Vegas this year. That's what he was talking about. And he's like a podcasting legend, so I'm super excited to get to meet him. And I'm glad he called. That was very nice of him to call our voicemail number.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1374 of the BFO for Thirsty the Tooth of May 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me little show. Y'all, we have got Voice Letter Palooza. Anne, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Ha ha ha. Hello, improvers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're improvers today because I'm going to tell you something. Big Fatty's outlook on life has improved so much in 24 hours. It's just lovely. And I'll tell you another reason it's going to improve after I finish that little show. Y'all, I'm just going to bring something up. Y'all, by the way, that is fried chicken bazooms. And y'all, they were delicious. Just delicious. But gassy. I'm extremely gassy and burfy. So, anyway, y'all, Big Fatty is oftentimes accused of stealing things, blatantly, stealing things, and you know, there may be. Let's just say that we honor those that we mimic. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm watching The Splash, which is that crazy quiz program. That comes on, and they've got the celebrities doing the diving into the swimming pool. And y'all, the woman host on there, I don't remember, it was at the very beginning, and she's there and they're talking, and then she says, hey, say it with me. And I went, who the fuck on Splash is listening to the BFO? Because all you got to do is say, Herbert Water, you know, or wear a yellow button that says Herbert Water or something like that. But y'all, somebody out there in Hollywood. I love Hollywood. The stars and the Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, it's the truth of May, and that only means one thing. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's Miss Bacon's music from now on. Big Fatty, you know how to pick a good one. But y'all, the contest to win the $1,000, Big Fatty, it's not $1,000, prize for commenting over at the BFO. Y'all, it's over. And y'all, Miss Bacon, she sent me pictures of going through all the entries. Y'all, she said she needed an assistant. And I said, so does Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I hope the assistant reemerges here soon because we're getting into May. I've had a little helper help me, but the assistant, that's kind of, Big Fatty is dependent on him. So, anyway, y'all, Miss Bacon went through all the comments, and, uh, Y'all, there were evidently 230 comments during the contest period. Miss Bacon did admit that 50 of those were from her. Fatty. But so she took all of hers out. And that left, I think she said, 180 comments. And y'all, she has she has decided that she will be making the big announcement of who won the comment contest on Monday. Y'all, that is Monday the 6th. And you know that is the day before old Vonzie. Yo, yo, yo. It's before her celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's her last day. She will have last day of her 57th year. It'll be her 57th year will be coming to a close. So, anyway, because she turns 57 on Tuesday, and, you know, you complete the year before you earn the number. So, you know, she will have completed her 57th year on Earth because, you know, you're zero when you're born, and when you turn one, you've completed your first year. So when you turn 57, you've completed your 57th year. Big Fanny, now she's really going to start drinking.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, this is Gary in Albuquerque. Then I don't really live in Phoenix. Good hearing from you tonight on the state of the station. I'm looking forward to seeing you again in Vegas in September. Tonight, after we went out to eat, we went to Whole Foods, and I was looking at that Ezekiel bread. So I've got a question for you, ask Big Fatty. Can you play the music now?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Gary in Albuquerque, and evidently he has moved from Phoenix, y'all, according to his call. Gary, what's your question?
Okay, again, Big Fatty, I think I've figured out the answer, but why do you do the Ezekiel bread? Is it because it doesn't have any ashes and it has to be in the freezer? I was thinking it didn't have any wheat in it, but I guess it does. So anyway, if you could answer that for me, I would appreciate it. I didn't buy any tonight, but I might go ahead and get some soon here. Okay, thank you, and looking forward to seeing you in September, and thank you for calling. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, Big Fatty, that was the big liar, huh? Big Liar and Gary, by the way, Gary, I hope your move went well. You'll have to let us know where you are now. Anyway, y'all, that is Gary in Albuquerque, who is formerly a Phoenix. He was asking about the Ezekiel bread. Y'all, I think I've talked about this before, but Gary, it's an excellent question to remind folks from time to time. The Ezekiel bread is highly recommended with the paleo folks. The reason is, what makes it different than the other breads is that it's less processed. And there's no, it has the gluten and everything, but it's less processed, so your body can handle it a lot better and easier. And there's no preservatives in it, and that's why it's in the freezer. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hello, Big Fatty. And hello, Poodle McNeil. Christina from the Kansas.
Hi, Christina.
And I have a question for Big Fatty.
Ooh.
Your music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Christina in the Kansas, who we hadn't heard from in a month of Sundays. Christina?
Okay, actually, my question is kind of for Poodle McNoodle.
Oh!
Because
okay.
We always talk about everybody else's exiting of the birth canal.
Yes!
And I'm wondering, when is Poodle McNoodle exiting of the birth canal? And does she get cake?
Thank you for calling.
Oh, I love cake, Christina. Y'all, that was Christina out there in Kansas. And Christina, this is an excellent question. And, Poodle is very, Big Fatty, I am very secretive about my exiting of the birth canal. But, y'all, I am sure that there is a listener out there in BFO land who can tell us when Poodle made her first appearance on the BFO, which of course would have been her exiting of the birth canal, because that's when she was born here at the BFO. Big Fatty, I remember as if it was yesterday. Well, it wasn't yesterday, I know that. But y'all, maybe we'll just throw that out, Christina. We'll throw that out to the listeners, and I am sure that there are some listeners out there who absolutely know the exact date that Poodle made her first appearance. Yes, Big Freddy!
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle.
Hi!
It's Timmy Sims.
Oh, hi, Timmy!
I'm at the beach today. Oh. I'm having a lovely day.
Lovely!
I just wanted to call and be a little sappy.
Oh,
so
be sappy.
I don't know if you have music for it, but get the sap catcher out.
Oh.
I'm going to be a little sappy.
Oh, the sap catcher. Okay.
Just for the record, I'm completely sober, but I'm high on life. I think I'm high on a little bit of caffeine because I had a 4-shot coffee earlier and I have not had caffeine in forever. But it was just funny because I was listening to your little show as you did the Bulgarian anthem and you said, please rise, you know, release your pants or lower your pants. And I'm sitting there in underwear brushing my teeth, singing along to the Bulgarian anthem. Just laughing at my damn self because you cracked me up. So I just wanted to say thank you. I'm having a lovely, lovely day. You were a good start to it. And I'm watching a sunset, so I wish you could see it. It's gorgeous. I just wanted to say I love you. I thank you. Hey, Poodle.
Hi, Timmy.
I love how you always start out my little lovely days.
Oh.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh. Bye, Fatty. Bye, Poodle.
Bye, Timmy.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, who let the big lawyer out? Big Fatty, I don't know. Timmy Sims, thank you so much for the call. It sounded like you were in the middle of a damn windstorm, but you know, I guess it's that way out there on the beach. But Timmy, thank you so much, and I can just imagine seeing you standing there in your underpants, cleaning your teeth, and singing the Bulgarian national. Big Fatty, I can't possibly see that. I wonder if there's a picture he could send to me. Well, I don't know. If you ask nicely, maybe he could recreate it for you, Poodle. I don't know. I just don't know. But Timmy, thank you so much. And y'all, if you hadn't heard Timmy's latest little show, y'all, I'm telling you, he is just full of life, full of life. And y'all, go get a dose of Timmy Sims over there at the I don't know what it's called. It's the Timmy Sims Show. Big Fatty, they can find it. They can find it over at the BFO, and it's under the audio booths too. Yes.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's John Kobeck up in the New York. although right now I'm in New Jersey.
What exit?
How are you?
I'm lovely.
I was just listening to today's little show. It's May the 1st, and you were discussing being old and the ravages of age and how old people can be annoying. And that brought up a question. Play the music.
McFadden, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, McFadden?
Why do you call yourself McFadden, McFadden?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask McFadden.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And, Dick, I say, y'all, it's our third Ask Big Fatty question in the same little show. And, y'all, it's from that John Kobeck up from New York. New York, someone has to name it twice. John?
That brought up a question, and the question is, when, I know you're in your mid-50s, the question is, when did you officially become old? Because, I don't know, I mean, do you think that old is just in the mind, or do you think it really exists? I'm 48, and I speak to people in their 70s and 80s, relatives, and they tell me I'm a child, and I feel old. But I just don't know, I mean, is it really just a number, or are we really old? That's my question. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Big Freddy, he didn't let Joe get a word in edgewise. First of all, thank you for calling. It's a lovely, an excellent question. I hope you're enjoying your visit to the Garden State. And John, this is a very interesting and thought-provoking question. I think age is different to everybody, and I think everybody's opinion of someone's age is different to everybody. Whereas Big Fatty may consider himself to be young. Maybe he's just more young at heart. I admit I am not up on all the current things and all like that, but y'all, I'm not sure that determines that you're young, because I'm sure there are a lot of people that are much older than Big Fatty that know the young stuff, and they're still old. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hey, Fat One. It's Miss Kitty again. I remembered another thing that bothered me on one of your podcasts. This has been, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago now. Could have been yesterday. Anyway, you were making some sort of reference to lesbians and their mullets. I want you to know that for the past 2 or 3 months, I have been growing and developing a mullet, and I'm not a lesbian. So there. Also, don't forget we need to get together this Sunday and go make a visit. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I say, y'all, that is Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty, and Miss Kitty, I only have two questions about your mullet. Number one, are you actually growing a mullet, or are you just letting it grow out so that you can have a ponytail? Because, you know, that's the end thing nowadays. All the kids are growing that little rat tail now. Be ready. And the other question I had is, Oh, dear, Gussie. Miss Kitty, perhaps you're an honorary lesbian. That's all I got to say, because, if you're not getting any dick? Because if you're not getting any dick and you've got a mullet, chances are you're probably an honorary lesbian. Y'all, I've run out of time, so I don't have time to tell you about the coupon. We'll have to save it for tomorrow. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from the Catching Up little show. That's Joe and Mike, and y'all, they're going to be out there in the Lost Wages with us. Y'all got another reservation for Lost Wages today, and basically it's Micah. Anything you want to say to close us out?
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for calling. Now, only if you'd actually call.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.